Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're going to talk about the Q4 results pertaining to our income-producing side of our portfolios. And joining me today is Nick Leach, our portfolio manager responsible for this area. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning, Mike. Good to be here.
Great to have you on the show. So, interest rates, let's talk about Q4. Things definitely have calmed down. A lot of speculation in terms of what's going to happen in the future. What did we see in Q4 with respect to interest rates?
Well, yeah, there was a big change in Q4. If you recall, 2023 was all about when are the federal banks going to stop raising rates. So now it's into this year. It's when, not if, are they going to start lowering rates? So the Bank of Canada, it's Canada's central bank. They stopped raising rates in July, and then we saw the U.S. Federal Reserve. They stopped raising in September. And then what happened in December, you saw this pivot. They're calling it a pivot because the U.S. Federal Reserve, they indicated they'd stopped raising rates, but then they indicated it's possible that they're going to have to lower rates in 2024 this year. So that was all fantastic news for the bond market, for the preferred share market, and for the equity market. But our clients are mainly invested in 1 to 5 year investment grade corporates.
Right.
So when we talk about how this has impacted our clients, we need to focus on, let's call it, the 5 year Government of Canada bond yield and investment grade credit spreads.
So let's talk about those spreads. So as you said, bulk of our clients are into corporate bonds. So what kind of spreads are we seeing of corporate to government right now?
Right now, we're at around 110 basis points. Okay. On average over the market. That fell from around 140 basis points in the quarter. So that was actually a good move. You think a 30 basis point move might not sound like much, but when you're starting with a base of 140, it's sizable. And if you recall going back to early 2023, we had that mini banking crisis with the regional banks in the US.
Right.
And even though Canada wasn't affected at all, credit spreads in Canada spiked to 160 basis points. As that crisis waned, credit spreads started coming down. And then as we saw that we could be lowering interest rates without a recession, credit spreads started coming down even further. So now we're at 110 basis points, which is really in line around the same level as the historical average.
So back to the market values then of our bond holdings, as you said, with interest rates now, speculation that, well, first of all, holding flat and lowering, what do you have a feeling, what was the impact of the market values of our
so if we look at the 1 to 5 year bond market, 1 to 5 year corporate bond market, we saw a total return for the year of 6.7%, right? And 5%, a whole 5% of that occurred in Q3. So that's how much the market moved in Q3. That showed you how volatile the market was when the Federal Reserve pivoted. And the bank, and even recently the Bank of Canada indicated, like, basically took further rate hikes off the table. They haven't said when they're going to lower rates, but they said they're most likely not going to have to raise rates any further.
And you bring up, it's interesting. So talk a little bit more about the difference between the Bank of Canada and the U.S. I mean, it seems that the U.S. is kind of, well, and maybe that's always the case, is taking the lead here.
Oh, it always takes the lead. It always does. And so the inflation rates in Canada and the U.S., they've moved in lockstep. They have been so highly correlated, and the bond yields have been moving in the same direction. The policy rates have been moving in the same direction, but right now the U.S. rates are just a little bit higher than Canada because of the U.S. federal, the policy rate from the Federal Reserve is about 25. Is it, I think, 5.25, and Canada we're at 5. So then we look at, say, the 5 year bond yield in Canada, it's around 3.5, and in the U.S. it's around 4. So the direction is always going to be the same, but the differential is just a little bit different, just a little bit higher in the U.S.
Okay. You mentioned preferred shares, and we've talked a few times about prefs and people seeing the values of those, and they seem even a little bit more volatile than the bonds in terms of what's happening. But some good news then on that front as well.
Oh, yeah. Again, with the move in interest rates, you know, they're inversely correlated. The prices are inversely correlated to the yields. So for the whole year, the preferred share market, it was up 5.75%. In the fourth quarter alone, it was up 7.3%.
Wow.
So that shows you how volatile it is. And it's volatile like that because these are longer duration assets, just like very long term bonds. But I think what's interesting there, Mike, is if we look at the market, the current yield is around 5.9%. So the whole market is really dominated by these fixed floaters that have 5-year resets. So every year they reset at a spread over the 5-year Government of Canada bond yield. So now what we're seeing recently, as these prefs have hit their reset date, they're resetting and they're increasing their distribution by up to 40%.
So 40%.
40%. So
okay.
So now the new distribution yield is sitting at 7 to 8%. And maybe a little higher depending on the credit quality. So you have this whole market that's at 5.75%, but the ones that are resetting as I said, the distribution rate is 40% higher. So eventually, you know, it'll take time. All else being equal, if rates don't change, that whole market will eventually be at 7 to 8% distribution yield if the 5-year doesn't change from where it is now. So think about that 40% higher, even with the Government of Canada bond yield, you know, the 5-year at around 3.5%, right?
Pretty attractive.
Yeah. And again, if we go back pre-COVID, the 5-year was at 1.5%, right? Inflation was so low. I'm not saying we're going to get back there, but if we do, we could see a lot more capital gains on the preferred shares if rates do go back to those levels.
Exactly. Okay. Looking forward, any thoughts for 2024?
Well, I mean, the yield curve is still inverted in Canada.
Right.
The market is expecting central banks to lower rates. So if you look at I'm in line with that. I think the central banks have to lower rates because a 5% policy rate is way too restrictive when inflation is at 2%. So right now we have a 5% yield on a 1-month bond, annualized of course, and around 3.5% on the 5-year. So when the central banks do lower the rates, that 5-year yield might not change. As I said, right now it's inverted, but that 5-year yield might stay where it is, and that yield curve may just normalize. It's always been upward sloping, right? So it could just flatten. I really can't say if the 5-year yield will actually fall. So right now our base case is we're gonna earn that coupon. And you know, for our clients, we're looking at about on the 1 to 5 year corporate ladder, the yield is around 4.8%, and of that 3% is coupon. So they're getting about 40% of that expected return in the form of capital gains. So that's our base case. Our base case is over the next 12 months, they're going to earn at least 4.8%, and maybe, you know, the shorter term bonds, like 1-2 year bonds, maybe we'll get some capital gains as that Bank of Canada policy rate starts to come down.
Okay. So basically we're still going to keep the duration relatively short in our clients' portfolios.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, thanks for this.
Oh, my pleasure.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor ask any questions to your portfolio manager, or don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.